Hi everyone, welcome back to Social Media and Me, the podcast where we talk about pop and social media culture, where we try to unfold trends and viral phenomenons and reflect on the outcomes, good or bad, that we can experience while using, working and living in a social media world. I am Clorinda Sgromo, your favorite Italian accent host. And today I want to bring you into the behind the scene of one of my favorite parts of my job, putting together all the trends for the next year, 2023. Usually, the week in between Christmas and New Year's Eve, or the first week of January, people who work in social media like me is gathering all the possible information about what we can expect next year to blow up. And the reason why we need to do this research is because, as I mentioned in the previous episode, wrapping up last year, I mean the current year still, we reflect on what it is emerging in terms of trends for the new upcoming season and what it is predict to be a major thing and what it is not. This is quite important working with social media creators in terms of decision to be taken, like which type of creators brands are gonna choose, which type of, I don't know, aesthetic they will promote more, which type of content, you get the idea. It is quite, I mean, I wouldn't say difficult, but it takes a little bit of experience in the field of digital marketing or in the media landscape in general, really, to be able to process all the info about new trends, especially because we are constantly seeing the rising or the falling of trends. And we need to act fast on those and be creative about it. This is not a science, of course. We can be surprised by new developments or, I don't know, sudden trends as well. And to be honest, this is the best part of our job. Otherwise, we would just schedule lots of content in advance and it wouldn't be entertaining or fun at all. Social media culture travels fast. So let's discuss together what will be a major thing next year, in my personal opinion, of course. It is not only Bridget Jones who writes her New Year, New Me resolutions, but the whole market, especially fashion and beauty industry. This is important because trends are cyclical and working at a high speed. So in order to keep the interesting bar higher, people who used to work in digital marketing and social media needs to study. We study customer behavior. We listen to what people likes at the moment and what it is emerging like previous trend or maybe developing at a higher speed in terms of engagement. And we do our best to give meaning to what we collected in terms of information and data. As I'm sure you have already seen on your For You page on TikTok, this is the time to set goals, resolutions, and predictions for the next year. I love to see content at the moment predicting what they expect really to happen in the pop culture next year. And I've seen so many crazy videos predicting like Kanye West going to jail or Ariana Grande getting pregnant or the falling of the Kardashian empire. Personally, I wouldn't go that farther into predicting personal lives developments, also because I think this could be entertaining but a little bit creepy at the same time. Instead, I will guide you into my personal process of setting up the predictions about influencer marketing, especially for 2023. So today we are going to talk about the status of the influencer economy based on some of the recent research and studies that I've read for you to prepare ourselves for the new year trends. First of all, I want to thank you all for the support and for the feedbacks that you send me on Instagram DMs. I love to be in touch with you and to exchange opinions and just have a chat. I really like this podcast because it feels like we can open up and have a longer conversation about what we have seen and compare our thoughts. It is really my favorite part of launching a new episode each time. So if you want to add anything to my episode, just leave a comment and a feedback. I will be very, very happy about this. Social media can be an amazing place where to be entertained, where learning something new is easy and accessible, where we can connect with different people, as I'm doing now. At the same time, social media can be toxic and just the worst place ever. I think there are several points of view on this topic. Today, you're listening to mine. As someone who was born in the middle of the rise of the internet and who also grew up with a digital identity, I want to reflect on the changes and the effects that social media have on me. It is quite fundamental that we take into consideration all the nuances that are part of our culture today to understand the digital scenario we live in. I am Clorinda Sgromo, and this is Social Media and Me, a series of personal solo conversation about social media culture. I studied media and communication, and right now I work in digital marketing as influencer marketing manager. I created this podcast as a way to unfold what social media mean to me. We talk about changes and new stuff of the internet, and how we can keep up with the latest trends without drowning into the sea of data and information. Social media only constant is change, and I find it important to be aware of it and reflect on what's going on around me. So let's get into it. Around a month ago, I've been invited by my former university, where I graduated, to hold a lesson about the status of influencer marketing. It is like a masterclass where students of communications and media studies could join and ask questions so we could discuss the topic further. I've been invited as an expert on the topic to do this kind of, I would call, masterclass, since the 2020, and I've also had the opportunity to be invited to other universities to hold this special one-time lesson to further explain my job, what I really do every day, what does it mean to work with influencers, creators, and so on. And whenever this happens, I feel very blessed that I am able to combine my passions and what really interested me with my job. And an interesting thing about these lessons is that I could never reuse my slides or presentation twice. This is just to give you a hint on how fast-paced my job is. It keeps changing, it keeps moving, it keeps trending. And that is also why it is so difficult to write it down in a manual book. Therefore, why university really use me and people like me as live lessons. During this specific lesson, I've started with a simple question. Why is influencer marketing so important for brands? This may sound stupid, right? Every single brand has at least tried to use influencer marketing at least once. But you know what? If you go on the comment section of Business of Fashion Instagram page, you will see only negative comments under their published debrief called The State of Influencer Economy. This specific document in the meaning of a post, in this case on the Instagram page, was a deep dive case study about influencer economy today. Most of comments say, and I am quoting under this post, "I am sick and tired of the so-called influencers. Can someone explain why influencers are so important? Influencer no one, they just receive free products, etc., etc." There are so many comments like this one that I've just read. So, my question today is, can we even predict trends for 2023 if people are no longer interested in influencer marketing, apparently? And to clarify, this affects everyone. If you are a creator or want to become one, if you are a customer and a watcher online, so let's say you enjoy watching other people's content, if you are a brand or work for a brand or a small business who use digital marketing, based on those comments, we should really be concerned. So, is the future of influencer marketing no longer exciting? Well, let me give you some insights based on the case study itself before we move on. In 2022, the 85% of consumer purchasing decisions are made online, and specifically on social media. 91% of Gen Z and millennials declare to trust online reviews as much as family and friends' advices. 70% of people between 18 and 25 years old make their first daily contact with news via social media. In total, the global market value of the influencer economy is $16.4 billion. The question then is no longer about whether a brand should get into influencer marketing, rather than it's how to most effectively reach their target audience with influencer marketing. As the strategies have been used and reuse, the influencer economy really needs to find new way of exciting people and connecting with people again. And this is the perfect time to reflect together into the new phasing that we will see rising next year. So the first trend I see achieving permanent acceptance next year is the new ranking type of creators and influencers. Let me explain. We are used to the tier categories. So basically, to see the quantity or total number of the influencer follower base was the most important criteria when it came to choosing a creator for a brand collaboration. Starting with mega macro influencers with more than 1 million followers, then we saw the rising of micro influencers and nano influencers, right? So what's new? The new ranking of social media creators will no longer be based solely on the follower base, so the quantity, the numbers, but more on the quality of their content. And this is a great news for creators out there. So the type of creators will be more important in the eyes of the brand. Tastemakers, like day job creators, will be definitely a huge bet in 2023. Their exposure will be maximized because they hold the trust of the people that are part of their community. Usually, tastemakers, creators are niche influencers who have a 9-to-5 job. Maybe they work in the same industry so they can give an insider angle to their content. Or maybe they are students so they can make different type of content based on their real life, their ideal customers. So they can give direct feedbacks on the product while they even produce the advertising for the same product. But the most important thing about tastemakers, so quality creators compared to just micro, nano-influencers, is the trust that they hold within the community. And this is a real treasure for brands. This is the most important thing when it comes to communities. Another type of creators that I see receiving more attention in 2023 is the UGC content creators. So this is the second trend, in my opinion. There are so many platforms today to be covered, so many channels with their own tone of voice, type of content, specifics, and established creators. At first, brands tried to keep up with the volume of content creation that was needed, but failed in the majority of cases. They also wanted to use the same influencers for all the platforms. So the strategy was just to hire the same bunch of influencers and get them to produce all the content, like an Instagram post, a bunch of stories, TikTok videos, and sponsor advertising, and so on. In terms of investment, this clearly was not a great idea. Fees skyrocketed to the roof since the deliverables were too many, so more time to produce content, more money the influencers asked, rightfully. Also, being a creator means you pretty much depend on the brand deals very often. So the burnout of creators made the majority of them to produce the same exact content and spread that all around different platforms with different languages. And this was not a successful strategy, let me tell you. So brands eventually have started to see potential in UGC content creators instead. They might not have a huge following base or visibility yet, but they contribute to respond to their day-to-day needs. So usually UGC creators or user generator contents are niche profiles who are able to embrace several aesthetics in order to sell their content to the brand. Their focus on their experience as customer first, and they are able to foresee what a brand could use in terms of content. So what they do is using their creativity to make new and original type of content that can be repurposed for the brand as content for the feed, for, I don't know, targeting a specific audience, and so on. It is like the forum of a long time ago, do you remember? That today are individuals who can share opinions and showcase the product in the best way possible, still being very transparent with the audience. They are relatable and can show how to use the same product to solve a relatable problem so they can connect more with the community. I can see clearly the success of UGC creators just being at their start. And this is because the more platforms develop and diverge in terms of languages and contents, right? The more brands struggle with producing daily content. It is a lot. Alongside with UGC creators rising, it is also emerging this very specific niche of content creators explaining how to become a UGC creator, which is a niche of a niche. As brands rely more and more on UGC content, we may also start seeing a more relaxed approach to their tone of voice and social media profiles. Brands may start using more, let's say, personal conversation tone of voice instead of, you know, professional declarations or advertising tone of voice, and taking steps towards making their image more accessible and relatable to their target audience instead of the usual super, you know, carefully curated image that audiences are already sick and tired of seeing. And this leans also into an anticipated trend for 2023. Which is the Be Real aesthetic. As we know, PhotoDump, TikTok Now, Instagram Candy Challenges, Be Real content is the most recent mainstream aesthetic with this non-filter approach. The bottom line is that audiences don't want to see stage pictures anymore, but a more complex and cozy, maybe messy reality check. So in 2023, we will definitely see brands and creators try to explore more the meaning and the possibility of these trends. From being invited to the behind the scene of, I don't know, grand events, maybe covering only the unspoken traits of that, to the making of products, videos, jobs. Both brands and creators will need to find their suitable voice for this major trend. Recognize what it is, you know, too much sharing and what's interesting for the audience to see and be part of it. I can predict for sure that 2023 will be the year of oversharing on social media for sure, because there is no perfect formula to know what you consider obvious and people still don't know, and stepping into maybe some more private and considered non-shareable instant of your life. Also, the more people that are catching the same wave, the more unspoken things will be exploited, in my opinion. I think advertising will even emulate this type of more messy, non-filtered content even more, not only to surprise their customers with a more human touch before they realize it is still an ad, but to give them bites of the process of what makes their brands special or different. In terms of pictures aesthetic, this will be a staple in feed. So be prepared to take a lot of random picture around you. You will need it if you want to be ahead of the curve. Also, it will become more popular and cool to not share anymore during the moment. For instance, let's have an example. If you are to go to Coachella, it is quite obvious that you would take great pictures of your perfect festival outfit with the Ferris wheel in the background. So instead of doing that, I see celebrity and influencers starting to save more in the moment pictures, blurry, not perfect at all, and then share them a week later or maybe even later on. This raises a feeling of being completely cut up in the moment and like you couldn't be bothered taking pictures for your followers or your friends at home while having a blast, you know? I see this aesthetic developing into like treating your main feed as a group chat with your close friends instead of selling your perfect image to your followers. The farther you could take this trends next year, the cooler you look, because it is not easy and for sure it is not for everyone to expose themselves on their personal profiles on social media. We still see a lot of people creating their perfect version of themselves on social media. So to catch all the eyes will be creators that treat their own feed like a personal private place. This will be perceived as more authentic to your audience. Therefore, your relation with your followers will be strengthened. Besides that, mainstream trends will be put aside because the new trend in 2023 will be the death of trends and the rising of the super fast micro trends instead. This is not a contradiction with what I said previously and my previous point, since the reality of each creator behind the scene of each brand is different from one to another. So the photo dump and the Be Real aesthetic is meant to be more authentic to yourself. While if we are talking about trends like the Y2K aesthetic that people are still adopting to their reality, this is different. You are adapting your reality to the trend. Niche communities are starting to grow more and more interest for brands, especially in fashion and beauty. Think of these micro trends as capsule collection for brands. We will see the interest and the attention spread in a more fragmented way with micro trends being exploited at the same time instead of seeing copycats of the same huge mainstream trend over and over. The big change is that instead of waiting for the rise and fall of the mainstream trend before leaning into the new one, we will see different phasing and deviation of the same trend. So micro trends will be perceived as different and proceed at a higher speed in their curve, but the goal to stay relevant will be really to match and revising the same trend over and over. Trends will be fragmented and become more specific and super fast. The real job is no longer to predict correctly what it will come, but to anticipate based on the fragments of aesthetic that you could play with. In short, macro trends will be customizable for each version of ourselves. My fifth prediction, let's say, for the trends of 2023 is the content type. So a huge bet is on the spreading of short video form and at the same time on the big return of longer version of videos. I've seen them both being praised. So which is it? Personally, I think both have potentials and value because they serve different purposes. Short videos will definitely be a huge, huge part of social media content in 2023. TikTok, Reels, Shorts on YouTube, etc., etc. Especially after AD Week declared that Shorts on YouTube have a daily average of views of 30 billion per day. I don't know if it's AD Week or Ad Week. You get the drill. As a result, video editing is becoming a very important skill to develop. Using multiple apps to create clever edits, being original with the storytelling, persuade brands and creators to start their own, let's say, trend in a TikTok meaning, by using a popular audio instead of repeating the same thing. YouTube Shorts are a double win for creators, so it will definitely take the wheel. They attract more viewers, so they boost engagement rate. And at the same time, they act like a discovery page, so you can attract more subscribers if you have a YouTube channel. And at the same time, increase your audience even on different platforms. Longer version of video instead will be, you know, important too, because they serve another purpose. With the attention span being reduced to 6 to maximum 8 seconds, we crave a break. Creators capable of capturing our interests and attention for more than 15 minutes will be search more and more for brand collaborations. The power is to calm our need to doom scroll and be completely absorbed by an app. Instead, they feed us with their vlogs and daily routines, or even with several parts of one story time on TikTok. This will continue to have attention and a huge take in 2023. So if you have a passion, if you have a great story, be a great storyteller. It will, you know, pay off. Another major trend will be TikTok increasing his potential as SEO. This will definitely be a huge trend next year. Since our, again, attention span is very short, where we often are caught up in full screen video format, if we need to look up to something, you know, to search for, I don't know, something specifically, it breaks the flow. It is not seamless and it creates friction with our guilty pleasure of doom scrolling. The challenge between Google search and TikTok's SEO is already started. Younger generation started to ask in the comment section to other people if they could, you know, clarify or care to explain a little better, give them the solution or the information they were looking for. This is great for TikTok. It increased the view time. It increased the engagement with the video and the community. It creates a connection between people. So again, strengthen the community, and it prevents people and users of falling out the platform. So it is not a surprise that TikTok is developing their own SEO algorithm. For creators out there, this presents a new opportunity to create content on TikTok that acts like social search optimization with dedicated hashtag and keywords for the niche you're looking for. Use keywords and hashtags intentionally. So instead of being an afterthought, like usually I do this mistake each time, use them to create your content. That means researching popular specific hashtag and keywords your audience is already searching for. You will make content already in line with your audience. The last trend I will discuss today is the affirmation of the AI or artificial intelligence uses, alongside with filters creation for entertaining purposes and with new creation possibilities in general, AI will be a huge help to collect, organize, and measure data for social media platforms. Since we talk about the increasing number of contents, platforms, of course, data to measure, AI can really help to be ahead of the curve. What it does is automate certain jobs and efficiently, drafting social media posts or helping managing the community, suggests a correct or, let's say, more aligned hashtags, keywords, and so on. As a market, AI is expected to grow yearly by 120%. Chances are, if you work in social media like me, you're already using one. Maybe without a specific strategy for it, but you are. AI will be a staple for digital marketing, but will never replace the power of personalized, authentic content, as we already, talked about. While these tools can help you, come up with new ideas, captions that are great, they will never be able to capture the unique tone of voice and personality that you have and want to be perceived by your audience. So with that in mind, we come to the end of the list of trends for 2023, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you've been inspired for your personal projects and you will take into consideration what it will come next and use these tips maybe and thoughts to your benefit. If you have any more suggestions that you would like to add to this list, you can DM me on Instagram. I am Clorinda Sgromo. You can find me there, and I am definitely curious to know which other trend you would like to include it in this list. If you are a creator yourself, I wish you good luck for the upcoming year and for your projects. If you are a listener and supporter to my personal project, I thank you very, very much from the bottom of my heart, and I hope you will enter the new year blessed and loved. If you are a social media worker, I feel you. I hope you stay safe and healthy during this stressful period of work. And I hope to stay in touch with all of you. I wish you a lucky, happy, and super blessed new year. And I will see you in the next episode. Social Media and Me will be out in 2 weeks as per our new routine. And again, have a very, very nice rest of your day. Enjoy. Slow down. It's still holidays time. So, have a wonderful time. And I will see you again in the next episode. I love you. Bye.